listening to Radio America, the news for this Saturday broadcast. I'm Langston Wright. Renowned U.S. intellectual Noam Chomsky has reluctantly endorsed Democratic presidential contender John Kerry and says that he's a fraction better than his rival. Professor Chomsky, a linguist at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, as well as a renowned chronicler of American foreign policy, said there were small differences between Senator Kerry and the Republican president, but in an interview on the politics website of the British news dating The Guardian, he added that in a system of immense power, those small differences can translate into large outcomes. He describes the choice facing U.S. voters in November as the choice between two factions of the business party, though he added the Bush administration was so cruel and savage that it was important to replace it. Chomsky said that Kerry is sometimes inaccurately described as Bush light, and that despite the limited differences both domestically and internationally, there are differences. The political theorist, who is oftentimes termed a left-wing guru by mainstream media outlets, added that Bush and the people around him are deeply committed to dismantling the achievements of popular struggle for the past century, no matter what the cost to the general population. The George Bush administration has been marred by yet another scandal, though this time not related to Iraq. The president's official merchandise website for his re-election campaign has sold clothing made in Burma, whose goods were banned by Bush from the U.S. last year to punish its military dictatorship. The merchandise sold on www.georgebushstore.com includes a $50 fleece pullover embroidered with the Bush Cheney 04 logo and bearing the label stating it was made in Burma, now Myanmar. U.S. media outlets are reporting that Bush campaign officials did not return calls seeking comment. The imports are potentially an issue because the outsourcing of jobs has become a hot political topic in the election. Bush last July signed into law the Burmese Freedom and Democracy Act, saying, quote, the United States will not waver from its commitment to the cause of democracy and human rights in Burma, unquote. Violators of the import ban are subject to fines and jail, according to the U.S. Treasury Department. Burmese textile workers earn as little as 7 cents per hour, according to the human rights group National Labor Committee. Human rights watcher Charles Connigan, director of the National Labor Committee, the NLC, said the slip-up showed a lack of conviction on the administration's part. Connigan stated, given the debate about outsourcing, it's amazing that the campaign would be selling stuff made in the most brutal country on earth, known for things like child labor and sexual slavery, adding that it shows a crude indifference to this issue. The National Basketball Association recently vowed to stop selling Burmese-made sweatshirts after a campaign by the NLC.